page 268, September 16. Take Jesus at his word. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. I keep your case before me, and I am grieved that you are troubled in mind. I would comfort you if it were in my power. Has not Jesus, the precious Savior, been to you so many times a present help in time of need? Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, but cease worrying. This is what you have many times talked to others. Let the words of those who are not sick as you are comfort you, and may the Lord help you is my prayer. If it is the Lord's will that you should not die, you should feel that it is your privilege to commit your whole being, body, soul, and spirit into the hands of a just and merciful God. He has no such feelings of condemnation as you imagine. I want you to stop thinking that the Lord does not love you. Cast yourself unreservedly upon the merciful provisions that he has made. You need not think that you have done anything which would lead God to treat you with severity. I know better. Just believe in his love and take him at his word. He would have you believe and act out your faith. Christ has given us in his life an illustration of the amiability of character that he would have us all possess. No suspicion or distrust is to take possession of our minds. No apprehension of the greatness of God is to confuse our faith. May God help us to humble ourselves in meekness and lowliness. Christ laid aside his royal robe and kingly crown that he might associate with humanity and show that human beings may be perfect. Clad in the garments of mercy, he lived in our world a perfect life to give us evidence of his love. He has done that which should make unbelief in him impossible. From his high command in the heavenly courts, he stooped to take human nature upon him. His life is an example of what our lives may be, that no apprehension of God's greatness should come in to efface our belief in God's love. Christ became a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. The human heart given up to him will become a sacred harp, sending forth sacred music. Letter 365, September 16, 1904, to Marion Davis, one of Ellen White's literary assistants, dying of consumption.